I think that the showing of the release of nitric oxide and the demonstration that EDRF was, you know, was a very important finding. However, the most important findings were facilitated by the fact that we use LNMMA, the inhibitor of the synthesis of nitric oxide. Let me remind you that that compound had already been used by the macrophage people when they were working on nitrite and nitrate to try to identify what was the enzyme that makes nitrite or nitrate. We picked it up and we tried it as an inhibitor of the synthesis of nitric oxide, and we were the first to show that. Now, being a medic and a pharmacologist, as a background training, the first thing I wanted to know was what the kind of functionality I get if I use the inhibitor. It's the most powerful thing you have if you are a pharmacologist, if you find a pharmacologically active agent. So I always say that probably the most important experiment we did in the vascular area conceptually was not simply the demonstration that EDRF is NO, but the fact that we show that if you inhibit that, if you inject that compound into an animal intravenously, the blood pressure goes up. That has the most significant message you can imagine in relation to the concept of how the cardiovascular system works. Until that point, everybody who talk about blood pressure regulation talk about constrictor influences, mainly. This experiment was telling us that vasodilator influences in the form of NO was probably the most important regulator of blood flow and blood pressure. The question was, does it exist also in humans? And then a very good opportunity arose because Patrick Vallance, who was finishing his medical studies, got in touch with me to see whether he could come and work as a postdoc for a few months at the Wellcome Research Laboratories. And he came, and he had this technique by which he could infuse things into the either the arterial or the venous circulation of the forearm and measure the responses to that. And we translated the experiments that we had done into humans with him into our own forearms. And we found that indeed, if you give the inhibitor of the nitric oxide synthesis into the forearm, which is closed, so it's not connected with the whole body, you get a very significant vasoconstriction.